Computers worldwide have been hit by ransomware. It's also known as WannaCry and WannaCrypt. It's a cyber attack that freezes electronic files until the owner pays ransom. The U.S. has not been hit as hard as some other countries, but businesses and government agencies and individuals, including in Wisconsin, should take precautions. WUWM's Latoya Dennis spoke with David Schrader, an IT expert at UW-Madison.
Well, they are targeting anything they can. This ransomware also operates like a worm. And a worm is a particular kind of malware that also tries to go out and search for other computers to infect. So while it's infecting one computer and giving you your message, hey, all your files are encrypted, it's also searching for other computers to infect. And it just kind of spiders out like that. If it finds a vulnerable system, it's going to infect it. So in Wisconsin and in the U.S. at large, home users who have their computers and always are running their security updates and things like that don't really have a lot to worry about. Where the most vulnerable systems are probably going to be is in companies and healthcare organizations and government organizations that maybe have not been able to upgrade their systems for whatever reason. So, you know, an example would be perhaps there are some older Windows systems that are required to run laboratory equipment in a hospital, and those computers are also on the network. Or maybe some systems that are used for storing patient records or things that are really important to an organization. That's the kind of organizations that are really affected by this right now. And it's unfortunate. And, you know, most of the time, the good advice that we always give to people, you know, keep your data backed up, always up, you know, run your security updates, keep your systems up to date, don't click things that you don't know what they are, which unfortunately doesn't apply in the case of WannaCrypt. All that really applies. And I would say the two biggest things people can do to stay safe online is always update your systems with security patches when they come out from the manufacturer. So in this case, Microsoft with Windows, but really on all your devices, and back up your important files, have some plan to back up your data, and run antivirus software on your computer and keep that up to date. You know, we've seen very low impact in the U.S. from this attack. It's really been overseas, Russia and China in particular, that have taken the brunt of this. And that's not necessarily because they were targeted, but because they had the most systems that were vulnerable.
Where in the U.S. have we seen this?
So there's a couple of organizations out there that are tracking that you can kind of see maps of, you know, who's been affected. Offhand, I don't know how many infections we're estimating in the U.S. There was a couple of dots, you know, on one of the maps I looked at that were in Wisconsin. So there are people and organizations that are impacted here.
David Schrader is an IT expert at UW-Madison. He spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the malware that's been impacting Windows computers that have not been updated. Again, Schrader's advice includes back up your important files, run security updates, and don't click on things that are unfamiliar.